Hello and welcome again to another episode of your favorite financial podcast, What's Up Finance, where we bring to you the latest news and market updates of the financial world simplified. Now, this week is a bonus and special episode, and we'll not be covering the latest and most important news of the financial world. But this week, we promise you that you will live in nostalgia from your school and college days. What is a school and college memories without a set of instructions and rules? To be an audience of this Independence Day podcast, you have to imagine the host wearing a white kurta pajama and painted tiranga on his face. Well, if you haven't guessed it yet, here is another obvious hint that this podcast will reach you at almost end of your long weekend. Yes, this is an Independence Day special, and we will be covering the stories, struggles and scams of India at 75. We all like to imagine and believe that some wizards wing their wands, a twirl, and we had India of our dreams. Even if this was true in some mixed versions of Harry Potter and Cinderella, real life has some truth bombs. India that we are experiencing and celebrating today can easily be toasted to the sacrifices, sufferings and stories of our ancestors and heroes. And before I start grooving to Desh Mera Rangila, we need to finish what we started. The story of India. Azadi Ka Jashn. India has always been a planner. And no, do not blame your parents for that. With the first 5-year plan that came into action in 1951, we knew we were in for some challenges. Not to forget the fresh bruises from the partition. With everyone at the parliament over-occupied with employment, hunger and disaster management, Norman Berlow in 1960 initiated the Green Revolution to help with the cropping food issues. Now that tummies were fueled, brain needed to be fueled as well. In 1963, two masterminds launched country's first ever rocket from Thumba in Kerala. But as they say, sky is the limit. Indians wanted to reach the moon, because why not? Now, we all remember 1970 when our favorite TV jingle, Amul Doodh Peeta Hai India, born with the White Revolution. Thanks to Dr. Varghese Kurien, we evidenced another revolution with not just creative marketing strategies. We all know how Amul has done superbly since those many years and it still becomes a benchmark, but it also envisioned technology and building cooperation among citizens to lay a foundation for a better future. And let me be very frank with you, we cannot talk about cooperation among Indians and future without mentioning cricket. Yes, the best conversation starter for any party, but still second on the list, losing the trophy to steamy hot pakoras and chai, which I'm sure you must be having right now, enjoying the monsoon and the long weekend. India won its first World Cup in 1983. We still make movies about the event, and truly it remains a benchmark of anything exciting. Talking about exciting, somebody many thousand years ago got so excited with their wanderlust bug that they found an entire nation called India. Yes, I'm talking about the man, the discoverer himself, Vasco da Gama. But our scientists at ISRO were a step ahead, and their wanderlust bug was even bigger because they wanted to explore the undiscovered territories of Mars and post pictures of their trip on the gram and became a part of a cool gang. And who else is cool? Athletics bagging gold at the Olympics. Yes, we are talking about the first ever individual gold medal in the Olympics by Abhinav Bindra in Beijing. So many glorious achievements with such a rich history and even more forward-looking future. But how did we come to understand all of this and celebrate all of this? You would not believe, but the reason is as simple as education. And thanks to Right to Education in 2009, which changed the outlook of the entire nation and for the best. Also with books this time. Now we definitely have come a long way ahead, and India has also boomed in the startup ecosystem. And we, Tawaga, are proud to be part of the fintech startup revolution in India. And it would be unfair if we did not cheer for introduction of the UPI, Unified Payment Interface. It is till date India's best prized possession and the best kept secret. Hey Kohinoor and Vayanad, say what? Global giants like Malaysia, Singapore, France and UAE are all in the run for adopting it. Now we can only count our blessings, but we should also mention the first vaccine, Covaxin, and its 2.4 billion doses till today. Long years ago, we made a tryst with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge, not wholly or in full measure, but very substantially. These were the words of our first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, 75 years ago. As we recollect our past, we also need to realize that development for any Indian citizen is also like having your favorite dessert. You can never have enough. Thoda hai, thode ki zarurat hai. After 75 years of independence, we still ask ourselves, are we really independent? This remarkable journey has involved monumental feats. And as we celebrate this journey, let us not forget that India still has a long way to ride and emerge. Independence Day will have a true meaning only when we can say with utmost confidence that it is working towards prosperity for virtually every Indian. Only then can we be truly independent. Now, we at Tabaka have also worked on an ebook to make every Indian financially independent. The link, I'm putting that in the bio. Please go and check that out. And that's it. It's a wrap. Jai Hind. Hope this little surprise from our weekly wrap brought an ear to ear smile on your face. Until next week, we hope that your biscuit doesn't fall in the tea. Till then, keep on saying, what's up finance?